88.9 The Cube, Sylvia Bullard with Sean Naylor. He is from Youth Unlimited. He is the director of that organization, and he is actually starting this up in the area, or perhaps I should say reviving the organization in the area. And he is in our studio today to explain just what this is all about. Welcome to our studio, Sean.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about the background, first of all, of Youth Unlimited?
Mm-hmm. Well, Youth Unlimited was started a long time ago before I got here. And I guess a guy by the name of Terry LaPointe kind of got it started here. And he really, really took over the community with it. And I even still hear remnants of it now from people that are my age. And for those of you that are thinking what my age is, I'm not going to tell you. And but that's okay. So I'm just excited to be on board and get this thing back up to that, I guess, standard, if you will.
Okay, so now what exactly does Youth Unlimited do?
Well, you see, Youth Unlimited, I guess, from a higher standpoint, is we're just here to empower young people just to achieve their dreams, so to speak. And so that can be done through organized activities, kind of, you know, between, let's say, Capture the Flag or something like that, or the one that we're doing on September 21st. We're doing a glow and golf kind of a kickoff for school. Really, we just like to bring everybody together and just, I guess, from a leadership standpoint, is just to love on people and just get them to be excited about who they are, you know, and then help them find out their path, essentially, in life.
So how did you get involved in this?
Actually, really funny story. It all kind of just fell on the plate. I was in Ottawa and my wife, Mireille, she was...
And maybe you want to tell us who your wife is, because a lot in the area know who she is. She's a singer, right?
Yes, she is. She is a singer. Her name is Mireille Pruneau. She's the reason I'm here right now, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got started in Ottawa. We just got recently married a year ago, and we started our life in Ottawa. Mm-hmm. And... she wasn't having too much fun in Ottawa, and it was just kind of just awkward for a while. And so we decided that we were going to come back to Sherbrooke, and I told her that there would be nothing for me to do here. Mm-hmm. So I wrote a message to the only person that I knew that was in youth worker type of stuff. And so he just took the message that I had sent him on Facebook and sent it to another person. And then that person didn't understand it and sent it to another person. And then lo and behold, it got around to Youth Unlimited, to the people who were looking for somebody, and they'd not even finished the description yet for a person to kind of take on this role. And so they contacted me, we started talking, and then I found myself here.
So what was the criteria?
Well, they were looking for somebody who had, I guess, kind of a little older in the sense of... over, you know, heading into his 30s.
Mm-hmm. So you are telling your age.
I'm getting there. I'm not 30, so okay. We'll keep it at that. Mm-hmm. Young family. I have a little boy on the way.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And so the criteria was they were looking for somebody who had been in youth work for at least 3 to 5 years. And I got lucky that I got to... I'd be a youth pastor in Ottawa for 2 years, essentially, and really kind of hone in on what it was to deal with the youth, with the young people, and see what their heart is and how they function. You know, I mean, I'm not that far removed, but it just seems like now everything's just even changing that much more. And so feeling the dynamics of the waves in which they change, I kind of grew up on it and just felt it. And so when we started talking, I kind of just missed the mark on the about 3 to 5 years, but they really felt my heart, and I had really connected with these young people, and the young people throughout Ottawa, you know, really from every demographic, whether you're, you know, well off to not well off, or you're a skater, or you're, you know, you're into manual labor, whichever it is. I was really able to kind of use my transference skill, I guess, if you call it that. And I really kind of got that, and they saw that. And so they just like, okay, let's do this.
So you would be involved in activities then at that point. Can you explain what some of these activities were?
Well, there we would do anything from seminar days. So sometimes we would have on, I guess, PA days. Parents were still doing work, but kids were out of school. So we would set up we'd rent a school essentially and have people from the community come in and do seminars for the kids. And then we'd do games and stuff like that. And just, again, just show them that there's so much more out there than just the Facebook or the Twitter or these, you know, just this finite piece of electronic that, hey, we can talk to each other. We can really grow as a people, as an understanding of who we are, you know? And so, mm-hmm. I mean, it came down to even some of the simplest things where we would play duck, duck, goose, really, mm-hmm. and then make something spin off of that. We had a certain idea set up, and we were able to kind of hear their heart, and then it changed. The organized activity changed to a certain way to reach them more in a way that They felt comfortable. And you know what happened is that they started talking, and that's where we start to develop relationship and open the door and get discussion started and start to really, again, feel the heart of what the youth are like actually going through.
So you would have organized activities how often per week?
Well, right now there's a drop-in center. There's a couple of drop-in centers around the Sherbrooke area, the Lennoxville area, and so you know I'll be stopping in at both of those. There's one under the subway, and there's one just underneath this old Java Cafe that was here, and those will be going on weekly. But then I would like to be having, you know, once every 2 months, once every 3 months, a bigger event of some sort where we would do. One of my goals is to do the largest game of capture the flag. Mm-hmm. And get Guinness World Records here for that one. Mm-hmm. I think we have the space, and if we have the craziest amount of youth around here, it should go off. Mm-hmm. And then that'd be something that I would like to do, or it could be as complicated as a ski weekend over at Jay Peak. It could be that kind of deal. Really, the door is open. There's no real kind of confined rules.
So you said that you've been here for about a month and a half. So during that time, what are some of the activities that you have organized in the area, and how many participants have been involved?
Well, as you know, when you come into a situation, you kind of have to, take a back seat and just watch what's going on. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean do nothing. Mm-hmm. And so as soon as I got here, I was blessed with the fact that there was the Canada Games were here. Right. So I just went in and started working with the athletes in the athletes lounge. I was blessed with that job. And then since then, I've been working with the Cougar football program. And as Galt starts up, I'll be working with their football program. And then as things start to kind of add on to the plate, as they usually do when you do this kind of work, I'll start sifting through those and see what I can really kind of zone in on.
Okay, so your objectives are to work with young people. Yep. In whatever ways come up, I suppose, whether it would be through sports and just basically to give them support, or am I right in thinking
yes,
this?
Yes, for sure. I think you're totally right in thinking that. As parents, you know, you wish you could hear your child's heart, but sometimes it's the coach or it's the youth leader somewhere else that kind of gets the ball rolling.
Right.
And my job essentially is to get the ball rolling, but then turn them back to you so that you guys can have that discussion. So there's a safe ground for that to happen, for that kind of dialogue to be developed. Without that, I find that we're gonna miss the mark with young people.
Mm-hmm. Your concern is that young people need more attention nowadays. Is that where this is stemming from?
Well, I wouldn't say that they need more, like, the word attention has to be very carefully used. Because sometimes we use the word attention and we think policing. We have to be around them, not policing, but guiding them. Mm-hmm. And say, hey, you know what? This may not be the best choice. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to go make that choice, I'm still going to be here. Mm-hmm. Whether to celebrate you or to help you pick up the pieces, either way. We always say that the youth is the next generation.
Right.
And sometimes what gets scary to me is I think about where youth are at right now and where I'm even at just in my own life. Mm-hmm. And I see this, there's just such a gap that sometimes it's just not being filled in. And some people are passing the buck on their parenting. And that's just, for me, that's a kind of a bit of a cop out. But that's where I get to come in and kind of say, okay, well, what are we doing? Well, is it homework that we have to work at? Well, let's do homework. Mm-hmm. If it's your athletic skills, let's work at your athletic skills. If it's your art skills, let's work at your art skills. What way is going to make you live? What way is going to bring you to life? Mm-hmm. You know, as opposed to just being in this dark, secluded place that we seem to be going towards, and we're ever trying to have this battle where we're trying to get away from the dark corner and move back into the light where we feel alive. And so that's what I'm here to do. And I think that's what, not that the community needs that, because the community here has got such a great open arm feeling. Mm-hmm. If I can put it that way, it just seems like you come in, you've got this, people are ready to help you. And then when you're coming from a bigger city, it's a lot different dynamic that way. You don't usually get the open arm hugs and you don't know where to look at. And it's like, oh, I know this person. They'll help you over here and so on and so forth.
So is there any religious aspect to this?
Yeah, there is. And I won't ever shy away from that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I know where in my own life where I've come from, and there is an aspect of faith in there. I'm not going to come smash you over the head about it. But if you ask me about it and you ask me my standpoint on questions, for sure, I'm going to give you the answer as to the way I see it through my faith.
Okay.
Because that's the thing that has carried me through. Mm-hmm. So I'm not afraid of any questions anywhere, any day, any time of the week. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think is really starting to help young people come out and ask the questions that are difficult.
right.
that we don't want to talk about at home at the supper table. Come ask me. I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
So is Youth Unlimited affiliated with any particular religious organization?
Youth Unlimited is paired up with Youth for Christ. And we use the name Youth Unlimited so that we can then get into schools, because it seems like we get a lot of opposition when you say Youth for Christ, and rightfully so. People are allowed to, you know, we're in a much more pluralistic society, so you know there's got to be space for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not here to come in and thump you over the head. Again, our bottom line is let's just show love, period.
Right.
That's
right.
Where it ends for us.
Right.
Now, if you come ask me, like I said, if you come ask me these questions, I'm going to tell you what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. And I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Just like as if someone tells you about what their belief systems are, or their opinions are, that is fair. They're allowed those. And that's what is beautiful about this country. And that's what's beautiful about this place.
Right, right. So if any youths are listening and they want to contact you, what is the best way?
Well, there are three ways. I guess you could either email me at SeanNaylorLife@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Twitter at Sean Naylor, or you can hit me on Facebook at Sean Naylor. So either way, you can get to me. Those I'm very open to talking to people, and I just add and we talk, and that's okay.
Well, it was really great to meet you, Sean. I think you're doing a great work. I wish you all the success in the world, and hopefully things will go well.
Thank you so much for having me.